Chapter 24. Chapter 24. By the time Aiden had returned to the room, Kane had dressed. Her heart thrummed at the sight of him, and she paused, her fingers going to her chest and making small strokes where an ache had suddenly blossomed. Her heart had never beat so fast for anyone before. Closing the space between them, Kane lifted her up into his arms and smashed his lips against hers, as if he'd somehow figured out the secret to stopping time. A playful growl rumbled in his chest as he smiled against her lips.
"How are you feeling today?"
she asked, a question meant to divert from the melancholy in her kiss. "Other than starving, pretty good. In fact, damn good for a dead man." He chuckled. Sadness swelled inside her, and she lowered her face in an empty attempt to hide it from him.
"Hey,
hey."
He stroked her cheek. "I didn't mean anything by it. I didn't mean anything by it, just a little sleigh humor."
She managed a smile.
"I won't have to slay you after all, halfling."
"Why is that? Why is that?" The air of suspicion in his voice put her on edge.
"Convince him. It turns out there's a cure for your kind."
"A cure?"
"Yes, it can halt the effects."
She finally glanced up to see disbelief in his eyes.
"You'll still carry some of the lycan genes, but you won't reach the full transformation of the wolf.